Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Friday. Everybody is working for the weekend.
Yep.
That's what they say.
That's
what the song is for.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy won. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
I know, I had energy, and this room is just hot.
You're hot.
I'm hot. I'm. The sweater is really was. I'm regretting my choice.
Well, it's a cold winter day.
I know. It was nice when I'm outside.
Rhea's not hot because she's not wearing any pants.
I am not wearing pants. I'm wearing a big t-shirt with boots, but it covers most. There's only
it's basically a t-shirt dress.
Yes. There's a little bit of my leg showing, but I am not wearing pants.
No.
And I feel free. My coochie is free. Yeah.
I do walk to work, so I normally like try and be warmer because it's cold outside. But when I take a step into this room...
It's not that cold.
It's not that
50 degrees today.
It's 45.
Love how we get the weather.
It snowed for a second yesterday. Did you see that?
It did. It snowed for a little bit in the afternoon.
For like a second.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it turned into rain.
And then it turned to rain, so really pointless. Yeah,
I must have missed that.
Really pointless.
I have had a lot of energy this week, and I've also had a lot of ups and downs this week.
Roller coaster ride of a week.
Pretty pointless ones. Number one, though, I want to get out of the way. I do know that the show is Dragon Tales.
Yes.
We put that together
about 5 minutes after we finished recording.
Maybe 1,000 messages. And that is not an exaggeration.
Thanks to G and Madeline helped with that one.
Yes, G and Madeline told us that it was Dragon Tales. And then thank you to all the people who told me it was Dragon Tales. But you know, once you reach a point, you're like, I know it's Dragon Tales. So thank
Dragon
you for that.
Dragon Tales.
That was a great show. And then I went into a whole like, Max and Ruby.
Yeah.
Ruby and Max. Ruby was a bitch.
I didn't really watch Max and Ruby.
I loved Max and Ruby.
It was a little too old.
Oswald, that was a great show. Lazy Town. I went through like a whole thing in my head now of all these old shows that were awesome. But I'll get quickly through the dinosaur
thing. Lazy Town is one that you watch. Like, Lazy Town was on a kid I babysat. Was watching it one time, and as like a 20-year-old, I was like, "This show is fucking weird."
But you never watched Lazy Town as a kid?
Not really.
I was older than you. I loved Lazy Town.
Like Lazy Town, I was just not. I was a little too old for Lazy Town.
I loved Lazy Town, but man, he was creepy.
Yeah, big time.
They were all creepy.
Yeah,
besides the girl, but then it was a creepy show.
Definitely.
Quickly on the dinosaur front, I won't go into another 50-minute debate about dinosaurs. My friends texted this morning and said, let's go to the Museum of Natural History.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So I'm going to do that. Not this weekend.
You are?
I'm going to go to the Museum of Natural History with Glenn.
That's a great idea.
He wants to go.
He wants to go to the museum.
Yeah, he wants to go. He said he went as a kid and slept there.
Night at the museum.
Yeah, they do that. It's a very cool museum. I haven't gone in a long time either, but it's very cool.
Yes.
A lot of cool stuff.
So I need to learn, guys. That's what I'm
proud of you, educating yourself, going to the museum.
Going to the museums. Maybe I'll hit up the Met as well. Wonderful. You never know.
Yep.
Next up on my list of intro topics is, really quickly, I know nobody cares about dreams, but I had the weirdest dream the other night. And it actually was quite upsetting. I had a child and nobody was at the hospital. Nobody was at the hospital to help me through this. Not my family, not my boyfriend, nobody. The only person excited for me to have a baby was your mom. Your mom was the only one excited. And I named...
That is so funny.
I named my baby the worst name.
Oh, no.
The worst name that you can name a child. You won't even think of it. I don't know where this came from. In my head, where this baby name...
Is it in, like, a name?
No.
Like, it's not like a normal name.
It's no, like... it's nothing. I have no idea where this even came from. Buen.
What?
Buen.
Like Buen?
Buen?
I name my kid Buen.
Buen?
Like Gwen with a B.
Buen.
Buen.
B-W-E-N.
Buen.
Buen.
Name my kid Buen. I woke up in an absolute sweat at 4 a.m. I said, oh my God, thank God I don't have a kid.
Name Buen.
And number two, thank God I don't have a kid named Buen. She was really cute though.
That's
really
very cute. Crazy that that's...
She like looked like me as a kid.
Something that would be made up.
Buen. Nightmare. Not a dream. A nightmare that was had. Nobody supported me. And I got home to my parents' house. And I was texting... In my dream, I was texting Mario, like, where are you? Like, no one was around to help me. Not one person. And the only person to congratulate me was your mom. So that's that. And...
Good dream for everybody else, but makes my mom look good.
Makes your mom look great. Mm-hmm. Last thing I need to wrap up about my life is I am in a battle with Chipotle that I have lost. I'm bowing down. I'm done.
I want to hear this oh-so-complicated order.
It's not complicated. So Saturday, this past weekend, we get home from Florida. I haven't had Chipotle in 2 years.
Yeah.
In 2 years. I have not had Chipotle.
Well, the last time I remember, you got it at work, I feel like, and you didn't...
I think I had a tummy ache.
Yeah.
So I haven't had Chipotle in 2 years. Switched over to Dos Toros. Dos Toros doesn't exist where I live.
Mm-hmm.
So I really was like, you know what? Let's get Chipotle. I haven't had it in like so long. Let's get Chipotle.
Yep.
We order it on the delivery app. Comes, they forget the dressing. Mm. The dressing that you need to have.
I remember you telling me about this.
That you need to have. If you have Chipotle salad, you need to have this dressing.
Yeah.
No dressing. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this salad now? It's dry salad, lettuce, but I'm not eating. Whatever. Meal's ruined.
Did you eat it?
I got chips, so like I like scooped them up, but still, it was kind of like dry.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. So, Tuesday night, I think this was. Tuesday night.
Try it again.
We're driving home, and I'm like, let's get Chipotle. Let's try this again. I'm really craving that dressing. I didn't get to have it.
Yeah.
We go into Chipotle. No steak. They don't have any steak. I walk out. And by we, I meant I went into Chipotle. Mari waited in the car. I came back, said they don't have steak. Everything we want includes steak.
Yeah.
I don't want chicken. And I know that there's another Chipotle nearby. So let's just go to the one that's 2 minutes away.
Okay.
So we go to the other Chipotle. And have you ever gotten a Chipotle quesadilla?
Yes.
The kids one or the regular one?
The regular one.
It's crazy, right? It's just like cut down. It's just two big chunky pieces. Whatever. Yeah, yeah. Yep. So I asked Marty what he wanted. And I was like, he was like, get me a quesadilla. So in my head, I was like, he knows what this quesadilla looks like, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Fine, whatever. I ordered the quesadilla. I see the way this man, first of all, this man, when I walked up, he was like, oh my God. He was done with the day. He really didn't want to be there. He like literally huffed and puffed that I was ordering. Like he thought.
What time was it at?
7:45.
Oh, okay, not that late.
Whatever. He just must have been working off.
Yeah,
it.
He's just ready for closing
he
time.
Threw on maybe like 4 steaks into the quesadilla, cheese, blah, blah. Folded it up like this, chopped it, whatever. And I looked at him, I was like, oh my God, that quesadilla is so bad.
Yeah.
And the steak looked awful, so I didn't end up getting steak. And so, long story short, Marty was like, you made us go to another Chipotle because they didn't have steak and you didn't even get steak.
So you didn't, the second time you went, you didn't, to the second place.
Yes. I didn't even get steak. The steak, whatever. I Chipotle has this haul, it gets me all confused. So then what happened was he didn't enjoy his meal because he was like, this is the quesadilla. I had 4 bites, just 4 pieces of steak. Whatever. Another bad night for Chipotle. Last night.
Again, Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, I was alone. And if Marty was with me, we wouldn't have gotten Chipotle again. He would have been like, no, we're not doing this again. But I was alone and I felt naughty. And I was like, I'm going to get Chipotle again. To myself. I didn't let him know
I was doing
this. Well,
I feel like you're also just testing yourself.
I was. I was like, you know what? Like, at this point, I want to have a fucking good Chipotle meal. Like, I'm dying to have this. What I do, I ordered 3 tacos, crispy corn tortilla. Nope. I got 3 flours, freezing cold. Freezing cold tacos.
You went back.
I ordered on the app. I
know, but I had thought you when you had said they messed up your order every time, like, I thought you had one order that you tried to get three times, and every time they messed
up. No, no, no. This is 3 days. Three separate days.
Three separate days.
That my order
orders.
Has not been, yes.
But something wrong with all of them.
Yes, yeah, so last night I got three, what I thought was going to be crispy corn tortillas. It was flour. They were freezing cold. Freezing cold. Yeah. So I put them in the microwave.
Chipotle is a tough delivery.
So I put them in the microwave to warm
doesn't
up.
Doesn't travel well.
And they fell apart all soggy because then they were too warm. And I'm done. I'm retiring from Chipotle. I am throwing in the towel. I have lost Chipotle. You have won. You have a hold over me for 3 days.
Yeah.
And now I'm done with you.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear
that. I made
my
tummy hurt really bad because I ended up eating like the scraps of like what happened in the microwave.
Yeah.
And I got a really hot. Actually, I made a video.
This is making me want Chipotle. Like, I'm going to get Chipotle tonight.
I know. Now I like. So I was going to make a video about this last night on TikTok, but my mouth was literally on fire.
First of all, my mouth is fucking on fire.
Your tongue looks swollen.
It was.
Like, holy fuck, my mouth is on fire.
I couldn't even finish.
This is pretty pointless, but I'll say this.
That was it.
Oh, that was it.
I just saved
that was the whole video.
I couldn't make the video because my mouth was literally on fire. I can't be left alone.
Okay, no more Chipotle for you.
I'm done with Chipotle. I want that. I'm done with Chipotle.
Do you have any...
Done with Chipotle.
Do you have a Springbone Kitchen in Jersey City?
No, I've never heard of that.
They might just be in the city. There's like a... I think there might be like two or just one in the city. That's where I've been getting my latest, like, bowl. It's very good.
That sounds
it's, like,
good.
It claims to be healthier. They also do, like, all the broths. You can get, like, a immunity broth or a bone broth, like, stuff like that. So it's just, like, warms
soup?
Your soul. No, but it's there's not, like, it's just the liquid. Like, it's not, you know. You could get a soup, but it's just the liquid.
All right.
And then, but they do, like, they do a bowl. Of chicken, beans, rice, pico de gallo, guacamole, pickled, like,
sour
you know,
cream.
You can get sour cream if you want. And it's absolutely delicious. I get it, like, probably
well, isn't
once
that lovely?
You ever go to Mulberry and Vine?
Yeah, but this is not Chipotle, though.
Yeah,
no,
that's,
no,
I mean, Mulberry and Vine is,
but
we're really going more healthy.
I like Mulberry. I haven't been there in forever.
I'm talking,
that's, like, more dig-in. Like,
I'm talking Mexican food, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Because I love Taco Bell, but I can't eat Taco Bell all the time and just step up from Taco Bell.
Like, there's, like, not chain ones if you go on Uber
no
Eats
I know that I know that it, I have I'm done whatever very pointless I know this
January 26th 2023
I am done with Chipotle.
She is done with Chipotle
and
again
and you know I did have a 2 year stint where I did not eat Chipotle. Now I'm reminded why I'm done with Chipotle.
But what if you did get that thing you were craving, like, and it was like they did it correctly?
I'm not going to try again. I tried three times to, like, get it right, and it just didn't
delivery,
happen.
Delivery, I never... You can't
but even when
delivery.
I went, the one place didn't have steak. This Chipotle is
if you go at the
awful.
End of the day, like, if I go to Sweetgreen at the end of the day, they're always out of avocado.
It was 7:30, though.
Don't
people
they close
are getting
at, like,
dinner.
Yeah. I guess, like, Chipotle always seems like more... I know Chipotle... It's not... No, Chipotle stays open pretty late.
Like 10, maybe.
Yeah. Because more people get, like... I always think of Chipotle as more of a lunch thing, but it's definitely, people get it for dinner all the time.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Whatever, I'm done with Chipotle. Pointless conversation. I know, really riveting
Chipotle,
stuff.
You're out.
You're done to me. You're dead to me. How about you? What's going on with you this week?
Not much.
No rivalries
I don't
with
have
any food places?
I don't have any. No.
No
sibling No, I've
drama.
Been trying to eat healthy, and God, it's just.
So
I
hard.
Get West, like. On the nights when I'm by myself, because you know, I'm not the chef in my apartment.
No.
So when I'm by myself, I'm just always ordering, getting something. I always try, like, when I want to get something healthy, I'm like, oh, I'll get, like, Westville. Like,
I do that,
you know?
Too.
And I'll be like, okay, I'll get, like, a salmon and two sides, and, like, this will make me feel like I'm eating something healthy. And I did that last night. And I just, like, you know when just fish is just, like, not what you want to be eating?
Yeah.
Like, every bite of salmon, I was just, like, it was good. Like, it wasn't bad fish.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just, like, this is just fish.
Right.
And it's slimy.
You
and
want
I,
fried
and,
chicken.
And I'm just, I'm chewing it and I'm swallowing it. But it's not satisfying
you're not
me
fulfilled.
At all.
No.
You ever get the mint lemonade from Westville?
No.
So good.
Ooh.
I don't love salmon.
I like
salmon. I'm actually deciding. I really
What's
don't
your
like
favorite
salmon.
Fish?
Yeah.
Shrimp.
Tuna.
I think my favorite fish is swordfish.
Baked clams.
I wouldn't really qualify either of those things as
What's
fish.
Your favorite? Yeah, like that would be more just like seafood.
Tuna.
Tuna.
Probably tuna.
I like lobster is by far.
Oh, lobster.
Yeah.
Well, that I would
feel
like.
No, I'm saying just seafood in general.
Oh, lobster and shrimp then are kind of.
I love all seafood, truly.
All right. Well, really riveting.
Seafood chats.
Really riveting conversation that we're having here.
Yep.
I'm sorry to bore everybody with my story. So, anyways.
Nobody's bored. We were all listening very intently to what you were saying.
I know, but
I was expecting something more crazy.
I could have brought something more interesting today, and I came
You know what? You can't have something crazy happen in your life every day. We record 3 times a week. You can't have something crazy to bring up in the intro every single day. That's just not sustainable.
It's not.
Sometimes you just have a week where Chipotle fucks you, and that's all you got.
And you know, it's like Seinfeld. Like, yes. The show that's just about nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes that's what this is.
Where it's like sometimes... Just
super mundane
Sometimes this
things.
Is just what's going on.
That's just what has been happening.
Exactly.
The last couple of days for me.
Exactly.
So...
Exactly.
I'm done with you, Chipotle. All right, let's get into the rest of the show.
Great show.
Weekly Watch Report.
Great interview.
Oh, my God. We had an awesome interview with Josh Schimmel.
Yeah.
That was so weird. I was thinking Joshy in my head.
I messed up the intro with Josh. And
it's because she got a little nervous. Which she said she didn't.
But... I wasn't nervous. I was already thinking about saying his name correctly. And I messed up the intro. And I have not messed up the intro in a long time.
What did you say again?
Well, special.
Special guest. She was like, we're here with a very special guest.
Ah!
But you know what?
Why? Just kill me. I'm messing the intro with Josh Schimmel.
Not every day you got a guy looking
handsome
that good
fella.
coming into the
He's
studio.
He's a handsome fella.
He is a handsome fella.
My dad said to me, why didn't you tell him he looked good? I said, Dad, that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Is it?
I mean, like randomly being like, Josh, you're aging real well.
By the way,
he walks in and
by
you
By the
go,
way, you're aging like a fine wine, my friend.
He walks in, we're like, damn!
Do you think it would be weird if he walked in and you go, oh, hey, like, nice to meet you. You look great.
No, that's not weird.
That's not weird.
It was, I forget the context in which I was telling my dad the story of Josh Schimmel, in which he said, why didn't you say that he looked good? And I was like, because... I don't know. It didn't feel appropriate at that time.
Fair.
Josh walks in. Damn, Josh!
Drooling.
Holy shit! Yeah. That would be nice. All right.
Give me whatever he's eating. That's not what I...
That's
not the
scene. That is not the scene.
Is that
it's
how
I'll
you flirt?
I'll have what she's having.
No, yeah, that is it.
Oh my God, Josh! I'll have what you're having.
No, but even then, I don't think that's what I'm... It's like, what are you putting in your broccoli? Or like something like that.
What do you feed those things? Milk and cookies?
Yeah, maybe something more like that.
What do you put in your broccoli? What are you seasoning your chicken with, Josh?
What are you putting in your broccoli?
Josh is going to watch this now and be like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what they were thinking
about. Yeah,
what's
your skincare routine?
Are you using Pharrell stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... He looks good for 50.
Yeah, I was on FaceTime with my parents, and my dad said, Matt, what did you think of Josh Schimmel? And he just said, hot.
Yeah. Marty saw him. Right?
He talked to him.
The whole
And
the
Josh Schimmel walked
agreed.
Past him and said, do you like sports? And he said, I love sports. And he said, what kind of sports? And
he just wanted
that's
to
a
watch.
Hilarious
he
said,
question.
He just said, all sports.
Sports.
It's like... That is so funny.
You want to throw around the pigskin?
Well, I mean,
you go into bar sports. Do you like sports?
Well, you can hear him from the beginning of
the
interview. Like he was like, I just want to like talk sports with
that's
everybody.
Like,
that's
you go to
here.
The Food Network. You guys like food?
I felt out of place during that conversation.
It only lasted a couple minutes.
Yeah, it's just like Josh thinks you're cool and he thinks I'm a loser. He walked out of here and he was like, "That Fran girl's really cool, but Rhea." She didn't know the dinosaurs existing in a time where pictures could be taken.
Not
okay.
even close.
Topics.
Well,
we have the interview with Josh, and we have the weekly watch report.
We do.
And we also have a bunch of topics. We're
going to
be talking about Shakira.
By request.
That was requested. And Adele V's getting a new show. Pete Davidson has been seen on vacation with Chase Suey Wonders. Julia Fox did an apartment tour on her TikTok. Hannah Ann from The Bachelor is engaged. Paris Hilton had her baby. Austin Butler finally has given Vanessa Hudgens the proper recognition of his past partner. Harry Styles was seen out with his ex-girlfriend from high school. So let's get into it, starting off with the weekly watch report.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Weekly Watch Report, where we give you all the things that we watch this week. Wink.
That was a good wink.
Thank you. Working on it.
Do you watch anything good this week?
Not really. I watched... You know, when we started this segment, I said that this was going to be a problem, that sometimes I don't watch a lot. And Noah was like, come on, you always watch a lot. And I was like, not really. And I think we have seen past couple weeks.
And then
weeks,
I get shamed for watching too much.
I have never once shamed you for watching a lot.
People. Once again, it ebbs and flows.
Right. I, for the past couple weeks, haven't been watching
that
much.
It'll be good when, like, I forgot myself, The Last of Us. I was just trying to think of what I've watched.
There you go. Okay, I'll start off because I always watch the least. I'm boring. Never Have I Ever Season 3.
Started Season 3?
It has come to a close.
Oh, you finished?
I finished it last night. I'm going to give it a B.
Okay.
I didn't like it as much as the first two.
Yeah, fair.
I'm excited for the fourth, though, whenever that is.
Fourth and final. I always think, like, fourth, when they preemptively say final season has a lot to live up to.
Yeah. It's just, like... I don't know. Paxton isn't pulling me in this season. Okay.
Super fair.
Never Have Ever Season 3, you gonna be. I watched Blended.
Great movie. For the first time?
I've never seen it.
I think I've seen it on TV like years ago, but like I'm counting this as my down first time. We sat down
watched
and we
the whole thing.
Put on Blended from the beginning. I'll give it a B+.
It's just like a classic.
What would you rate Blended?
Blended's just like a classic Adam Sandler movie. That's a solid B+.
I'm actually going to give Blended a B.
I would say
I'm going to knock it down to a B.
Because what would you give 50 First Dates?
An A.
And what would you give, what's the other movie they did together?
Those are the only two.
No, they've done three.
Oh, Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer's A+.
A+.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. That gets a B.
No, I mean, Blended is by far
the worst
of the three.
It goes Wedding Singer, 50 First Dates.
It just holds a special place in my heart because it's a comfort movie for me.
50 First Dates is sad.
I think it's a little overrated.
It is a little overrated. I don't know. Maybe I would give it an A- or B+.
I'd probably give it like a B+.
B+. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said A too fast. Now that I'm thinking about it, watch it. It's sad. It's really sad.
It's repetitive. It's still really funny.
It's funny.
It is very funny still. Yeah.
But very repetitive, obviously.
Yeah. The Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer is an A+.
Blended's a B.
Blended's a B.
Okay.
I have caught a couple episodes of The Office on cable.
Have you ever heard of this show? Heard of this? They're all in an office.
Last thing, but threw on
get
a...
Get this.
Threw on a
get
couple
this, though.
The
ones with Will Ferrell. And I've never
really watched.
I live watched those when they were.
Have never seen the ones with Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
pretty funny. Will Ferrell's a funny guy.
There's no denying that.
Not Steve Carell though.
No, I mean I think it's
the
universally understood that they get much worse.
Did you watch when they were still both on?
No, there was some with just Will Ferrell, and then there was some with Steve Carell. The episode with Steve Carell, when they're doing the improv and he keeps breaking out the guns and then he whispers to the guy that he has a gun and he was like, he said, I can't say it out loud, but he whispered. But I gotta get back to watching The Office.
Yeah.
I can't rate those though because it wasn't even like I picked a CD. It was just on cable television and I just wanted everyone to know that I caught some episodes of The Office on cable television.
Some episodes of The Office.
Yeah. On cable. On cable television.
Right. On late night TBS.
Cable television. No.
Comedy Central.
It's always on Comedy Central.
Always on Comedy Central. Around 5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's actually when Joe and I normally turn it on, too. When we're, like, scrolling.
Yeah, that last night I was like...
I feel like any household you go into, like, half the time, it's just on The Office on Comedy Central.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Seinfeld's, yeah, like, nonstop.
It's always, Seinfeld and Channel The Office 9. Are always on at the same time. And so you just... Whatever you're feeling at that time. I have watched Seinfeld so, like, I have seen every episode of Seinfeld and I've rewatched it a couple times. The Office, I don't have that, you know? So lately, whereas usually I'd pick Seinfeld, this past You're week I've been going
the other way.
Oh, I'm going to put on The Office.
Let's give this leaning little the other show way. A
Yeah, let's heard some good things about this. Yeah. So that's what I watched this week. That's what I got.
Okay, I have a few things. I watched The Last of Us episode 2.
Boo!
Which we know you won't be watching.
No.
And it was a good episode. Not as good as the first one, I think, but still very good. But now we're in, like, we're in setup territory, I feel like, you know, those HBO shows. So I give this one a B+. It's a good episode, but, and I'm very intrigued. Spill a little. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great show and it's very well made, so I'm gonna go B+ on that. Love Island UK. I am up to date currently with the winter season that, if you don't know, is airing right now. And we're about 10 episodes in to the season. My guess would be they would be on Hulu, like, starting next week if you're waiting. If you are not, what I do is use ExpressVPN, which you pay for, and then I have an ITV account, which I also pay for, and I watch the episodes on their little ITV hub website, and that is how I watch. It can get annoying because it gives out a lot, and then you have to refresh a ton, and that can get frustrating. I'm not hooked yet. It's starting to get a little juicier, but the cast of characters isn't quite doing it for me.
Lacking luster?
Yeah, it's just nobody's giving me, like, pizzazz. Like, nobody's giving me it vibes.
Nobody's giving you star.
Exactly. No factor. One's giving me star.
Nobody's a celebrity.
There's
on
a
there.
Guy, Will, who I really like. He's very much like Dr. Alex. Remember Dr. Oh, yeah. Alex? Mm. Like, that kind of vibe. He's a sweet guy. But he's the only, like, comedic relief. Nobody else seems funny. Like, there's
so
no.
There's a bunch of wallpapers.
It's
around
tough. It's like there's not. Nobody's really, like, bringing it quite yet. But there's, like, it's almost too much, like, infighting. I know people like the drama, but, like, the girls are fighting with each other. Boys were fighting with each other.
The girls are fighting?
Yeah.
Why?
Over
Don't
guys.
Don't tell me.
They're fighting over guys.
I have to catch up on it this week.
But there's a rumor that, like, two of the girls actually knew each other before and they do not get along. They do not like
That's
each other.
That's why they casted each other.
They do not. But it's, like, not talked about that they may have known each
That's
other.
That's like if me and you went on the show.
It's like that Bachelor Patty. The beauty pageant girls.
Yeah, yeah. But it was like, and then it was acknowledged that they did know each other. Doesn't seem like they did. They also, no spoilers. It's not really a spoiler. They brought in two people from Love Island Australia. I won't say who, so that's
Give
not a
your
spoiler.
Best Australian accent.
I cannot do an Australian accent. Good day, mate.
Pretty good.
No, I really can't do it. No.
Give me, like, a line to say, because I don't know.
I want my pancakes hot.
It's so hard.
Shit, I don't even, like, I want my pancakes hot.
That was not that bad. That was better than I thought it was going to be.
I was definitely can't do
Australian alone. Accent is hard.
So
and
hard.
After I watch, after I finished Love Island Australia, in my head, I'm always like, I can do an Australian accent now.
Australian
no.
might be the hardest.
No, cannot do it at all.
Did it to Drew Barrymore.
His was better.
His was good.
His was better than Drew Barrymore's.
His was good, yeah. I thought.
Bloomin' Onion. Like, I feel like that's like an easy onion. Word
yeah.
to say.
It's still, it's
Bloomin'
still.
Bloomin' Onion.
It's still onion. Really hard. It's really hard. So they brought in a girl and a guy. And there's some controversy over the guy because he, I don't think, is very well liked from his cast members from Australia. But now he's on UK, and which I understand, like, I get the crossover, but UK is so superior that they don't need to do that, you know? they don't need to bring in people from other places, in my mind.
I agree with that.
So right now, I would give the first 10 episodes like a B-. I'm into it, but it hasn't really grabbed me yet. Some of these do not. I caught up on all the Chicago shows, which I'll just mention.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need a grade. The Challenge. Good episodes.
Finale was last night?
No.
Second to last?
We're next week is the final, the start of the final. They're doing a 100-hour final.
Bananas is in it, right?
Uh-huh.
Saw that. He put it on his Instagram. People were mad that he spoiled it.
Oh. People might be mad that you just...
I know. And that's why I was going to whisper it like this, and then I just said it.
No, I'm actually thrilled with... I enjoyed this season. I did think, like I said before, it gone back and forth where I was like, it was pairs, then it was teams, and it went back to pairs. Like, just keep it pairs the whole time. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. They just... It was just a way to extend it.
Don't get cute with it.
Yeah, it was just a way to extend it, and I guess, like, cause drama or try and cause drama. But the final is next week, and I am very... happy with the pairings of the there's four pairs that are running the final, and it was very good. Great last episode to go into the final before the last elimination. Olivia from Love Island, so good, like crushing it.
Really,
so good. She'll be a long time challenge contestant.
I might have to tune in for these last or the last.
You should. One. You should.
I should just catch up on the last.
I'll chat after. Yeah, I don't want to say like everybody that's in the final right now in case people are not caught up.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. I'm very excited to watch that. I watched the first two episodes of the Madoff documentary on Netflix.
I see that you wrote Madoff down, and I was like, interesting.
Madoff.
Because I said Bernie Madoff
the
other day. They got a documentary?
Yeah, on Netflix. It's pretty good. I've watched two episodes of it. I give it like a B. I'm interested. It's got me locked in. What I don't love.
The biggest Ponzi schemer of our time,
yeah,
huh?
Big time.
I know a Ponzi schemer.
It's very fascinating.
Have I ever talked about this?
No.
I don't know if I should. Wait, I don't know I
feel like you have, but I can't remember what it is.
Now I feel bad bringing it up.
Is it somebody in your family?
No, no.
Then who cares?
It's a kid I went to high school with.
Yeah.
His dad.
Yeah. Ran a Ponzi scheme?
Ran a big one. Damn. If I said his name, you would...
No, you don't have to.
I won't say the name.
You went to jail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And it was a big... Because he ran, like, the baseball leagues.
Mm.
It's a whole story, whatever. But he was a big... He's a biggie. He's a big Ponzi scheme
player,
guy.
Big player in the Ponzi scheme world. It's a limited series, docuseries. It's four episodes. I've watched two. And it's good. What gets me a lot of times with documentaries is I wish sometimes, like, just give me people talking to me and photos. When they do the actor dramatizations, sometimes they're so cheesy and bad, or like,
yeah,
like they had like got people playing like young Bernie Madoff, yeah, like, and young Bernie Madoff's wife. So it's like they're actors, but it's like, they do it in like a foggy scene, and like he's sitting at his desk typing, but it's an actor.
Yes.
You know, like that.
A lot. Yes.
I don't love documentaries that are like that. Like, mm-hmm. Inform me.
Did you
and
ever
like,
watch the Robert De Niro one?
No.
Where he played him?
Did you ever watch the OJ one where David Schwimmer played Robert Kardashian?
Yes.
That's a good one.
It was good, but at the same time, it was like...
the TV show?
Yeah, it was a TV show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know what you're talking about, though, different, where the documentary
is like... a documentary where it's like, it goes from
There's no lines, it's just...
It goes from but it'll flash from like a real picture of Bernie and his kids... to then like an actor playing
a
Bernie,
really trying just, actor yeah, where they yeah. have no lines yeah. and they're like yes
but I it's like you're picked because you have white hair and
right yeah. it's like a guy playing Bernie Madoff and he's just like in his office and he's like going like this like I don't know and he's
yeah.
like he's
yeah.
like fake yelling
like,
but then there's a
motion,
but there's a voiceover of like a woman in the back being like what you didn't know about Bernie was mm-hmm. that he had a very short fuse
yeah.
but like on the screen it's just like a
fake
Bernie actor
Madoff.
Being like I
yeah, yeah.
you're like okay maybe but I mean a lot of documentaries are made like that. I am enjoying it. I'm gonna finish it. What else did I watch? Oh, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Reunion Part 1 is a C. I mean I'm watching I'm intrigued, I'm watching it, but like no Jen Shah, so it just feels like they're talking in circles, as always. Because
they're talking about Jen Shah.
Heather doesn't know what the fuck happened with the black eye. Still drives me insane. She says she was blacked out. She has no recollection, even though she said on the show that she knew who did it. I don't know. There's something really fishy going on there for sure with production, or I don't know what's going on. Also, did you see that Jen Shah...
I was just about to say
put
this.
On, yeah, she's got a website that you can subscribe and pay to hear, like, the real story. Which just sounds like another scheme. I thought the judge told her she couldn't profit, like, off this story. And that's exactly what she's doing. A subscription service?
Listen to this. This is the caption. Thank you to my loyal fans who have remained supportive through the tough yet very enlightening time in my life. With the strength of my husband, children, close family, and friends, I am ready to tell my true story without any misrepresentations or editing present. Please visit DearJenShaw.com and subscribe as I tell my truth and give you an inside look into the real Jen Shah.
Scammers gonna scam. Pay. Scammers
website,
are just...
DearJenShaw.com.
I know this is crazy. Scammers are scammers.
In her bio, it's the cameo link. Imagine getting a cameo from
Jen Shah.
It is
just insane.
People probably do pay for that.
Okay, wait. So, okay, I guess maybe you don't have to pay yet. Or maybe this says subscribe to DearJenShaw.com. Sign up to be the first to hear her story.
So one day,
okay, I put an email in and says, thank you. We will be in touch.
So you better have those alerts on.
She has her comments
off. As soon as we can hear Jen Shah's side of the story, you get an email.
Yeah. Okay. I just got an email that says confirm subscription. Now, do I have to pay?
My head, you're subscribed to Dear Jen Shah.
Oh, how now I'm just subscribed.
How do you feel as a subscriber to Jen Shah's website?
Not good. I didn't really want to be subscribed. Well, this is the thing. I just want to know if at some point you put something behind a paywall. You know,
she'll start charging you without you knowing.
Right. Like, yeah. I just gave her all your my laptop. And... She's gonna like fucking call my grandma and try and scheme her now.
Probably.
God damn.
Poor Mima is getting scammed by Jen Shah.
Seriously.
She definitely would fall for
it. Absolutely insane that, like, and then Andy said that they had invited Jen to the reunion, but her lawyers told her not to go or something because when they filmed the reunion, her sentencing still hadn't happened yet. So she's not even there. So it's just like the four of them and then the friends of who are just, I hope they go. The Angies.
They need to be cut.
The Angies, see ya. No, they're not bringing it at all. So there's a lot of forced drama. It just feels like they're throwing out things to like get to stick on the wall to stay on the
show. I feel like Salt Lake City might have to come to an end.
It's a good franchise. It has so much potential. I think they have to do a casting shakeup, which I think they're going to do. Like keep some of the main players. Like they'll keep Meredith, Heather, Whitney, Lisa. That's only four. Like, Beverly Hills at times has, like, seven or eight main character housewives, you know? So, like, you really got to get some good ones in there, better than the friends of that they have come up with. And, yeah, that's all I got.
I watched The Last of Us as well. I thought that was better than the first one, or at least
I enjoyed it more. I liked the first one better.
So I'll give this one an A-, The Last of Us Episode 2. Watch the Madoff series as well. I feel like it's a lot of stuff I already knew. But
you guys hanging out?
Yeah. Imagine.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, I haven't finished it yet.
And yeah, I thought it was like, I've already seen the story. I feel like there's been other documentaries too that I probably watched and I can't remember, but I'll give it a B too. Like, it's interesting. I mean, it's so sad. Like,
I really didn't know too much. Like, I knew the general idea, but I have not. Like, I knew what he did, but I have never really read up about it or watched a documentary.
Oh,
so it's more
to the point where, like,
it's more enlightening to
me. Do you know what happens to his kids?
No, I've only watched two episodes.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I don't know if you know the real life.
No, not really.
Do you want me to tell you?
No, I would actually prefer you not.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, then I watched Peaky Blinders, episode 5 of the last season, season 6. I'll give that a B.
You just randomly watched the fifth episode?
I watched like the first.
I think you picked one episode, closed your eyes, went.
You just said, I'm going to do episode 5 of Peaky Blinders.
I started it like when it first came out, like a long time. I think it was like the spring maybe. And I just like wasn't that interested. I was a big fan of the earlier seasons and I just stopped watching. It was also like in the UK earlier. So I had to like, it was harder to watch. Now it's just on Netflix. And then I couldn't remember where I was, so I was like, I think I was at 5. I might have skipped one. But it's fine. Like, it's the last season's not as good in my eyes. I would give that a B. And then I watched this other documentary on Netflix called The Pez Outlaw.
I've seen that.
The Pez Outlaw.
And
about Pez candies?
It's about this guy who, like, yes, sold. It's hard to explain, but it's another, like, very... what you were saying, like, it's actually all
dramatization,
all, yes, and I'm pretty sure it's the real guy playing himself, so they like dyed his beard, like, what? He has this really long, like, white beard, and like they like I'm pretty sure I might have just been not, like,
what if they just cast an actor that really looked like him?
I mean,
it'd be
kind
of wild for the guy to be playing himself. No,
I think he is
in a docuseries. Is it a docuseries?
It's just one movie. I think he is, because he, like, looks old when he's supposed to be playing his younger self. Is it him? I think it's him. I think they just dyed his beard black. Like, if you That's go on the so IMDb weird. And look at the photos, it looks exactly like the guy. It's
Maybe
definitely
it
him.
Is.
It's definitely him, which That's I think 100%
is crazy. That's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It does?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably got rated by, like, one person.
It has 26 reviews.
Oh, I give it a C. I thought it was I thought the story was kind of interesting, but I don't know. It was like almost so corny that I was like, this is, I don't know. But it's a weird story.
So what did you rate it?
A C.
You gave it a C.
I just wasn't that drawn in. But that's all I watched. Not that much this week.
Quick week for all of us. Yeah, I have one thing to say about Ginny in Georgia, because I've had a lot of people ask me, because Ginny in Georgia would normally be a show that is right up my alley, and the second season is out, everybody's talking about it. I've gotten a lot of people say, like, have you watched the second season, or like thoughts on Ginny in Georgia
ever since they made fun of Taylor Swift friend said
no Ginny in Georgia. I'm sorry, Ginny in Georgia lost me. Like, I know I am the queen of bad good TV. Like, any cheesy show like that, normally I fucking love. Ginny and Georgia lost me after, like, the sixth episode of the first season. I could not keep going. I just said, I can't do this.
I don't even think I watched the first season.
The story, like, I just could not get behind. After I told you about the fingering scene.
Yeah.
After that, I was like, I'm out. I tried to watch more, and I did. I watched, and I know people are going to say, oh, give it another chance, like, second season's so good. I just could not, I could not do it. So that's just one that I don't think I'm going to be watching.
And sorry to the people that wanted you to watch, but you won't be.
I just don't think I can do it.
When you're getting married, it's not just about the big day. It's about all the amazing days on the way to your big wedding day. It could be the proposal day, the big engagement, or, you know, the invites have been sent, the venue's booked day, whatever it is, Zola is here for all of those days. From the how do I make this budget to I have too many spreadsheets, Zola's free planning tools will give you guidance on where to start and help keep your planning on track every step along the way. Zola also has a vendor marketplace, save the dates and invites, free wedding websites, and an amazing registry, all designed by wedding experts for couples like you that are looking for some help out there. The Zola community is your place to share, celebrate, and vent with other engaged couples who know exactly what you're going through. If you need expert help, there's Team Z, which is Zola's expert wedding advisors, ready to answer any questions. Everybody needs help planning a wedding. Everybody needs help on their wedding day. Look no further than Zola to help you make these decisions and just help you have a stress-free, enjoyable experience. From the just engaged to the only thing I have left to say is I do, Zola is here for all of the days along the way. All right, let's get into the topics. We have a bunch to run through. Some will be long, some will be short, because what is there to say about Hannah Ann getting engaged? Besides congratulations.
You know, maybe some of our more astute listeners will pick up on, we've trying to, you know, throw some more topics out there, condense.
Yes.
Get some, kind of like condense the topics segment.
Hannah
but
Ann's.
Also add more stuff at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yes, so we're going to start off quick. Hannah Ann engaged.
She's adding a little funk to her life.
Sorry,
I had to get that out.
Really
I had to
one.
Get that out.
I'm happy for Hannahan.
Look, I'm happy for any of Peter Weber's girlfriends slash fiancés to get married at this point. Like, we got Madison's married.
Yeah.
Hannah Ann's engaged to her NFL playing boyfriend named Jake Funk.
They seem cute. They seem happy.
She's adorable. Like, I see her sometimes, you know, on my Instagram, it'll pop up. She's doing one of her meal prep videos. She just looks happy.
She's very cute.
I'm
happy for her.
I think she's living her best life.
Are you surprised you're on vacation?
Yeah. They're on the beach. Beautiful. It was on her TikTok. Beautiful video. Beautiful ring.
Beautiful ring.
Beautiful ring.
Wait, is he like a known person?
He's an NFL player.
Super Bowl winning NFL player.
He was.
Oh,
he
so this has been the one, because I know she dated an NFL player.
Yeah, he was on. He's same guy.
Oh, they've been dating a little less than 2 years.
I think he is a, like,
I don't know if
fullback.
He's a star player.
Definitely not star.
But that's okay.
I think he plays fullback.
I'm not.
He looks like a fullback.
Positions.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, just based on body type, fullback.
Oh, but right now, he's actually on the Colts right now.
Oh, yeah, he got transferred.
Yeah.
Practice squad.
Happy for them. Looked very cute. She seems very happy.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. Very cute.
The ring kind of looked like Natalie's ring.
It did. I had that same thought.
Big, you know,
you're right.
Big
emerald. Yeah, I like that.
Beautiful ring.
Really like that. A lot of big
bachelor engagements. People are just...
They're in love.
Falling in love and committing.
Love it.
To people that they don't meet on the show.
What's that movie where everyone who dates the person...
Good Luck Chuck.
Yes. That's what Pally Pete's like. He's Good Luck Chuck.
Yeah, and Scott Disick called himself that as well because of Kourtney Kardashian and Sophia Richie.
Did he like Good Luck Chuck?
I don't remember it well
enough. I used to always watch because Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba looks good, yes. So congrats to Hannah Ann.
Yeah, very exciting.
Very exciting for her. Pete Davidson and Chase Suey Wonders have been on vacation together.
Kissing.
Let me tell you, this is a good couple.
I agree. This is
a good fit for Pete Davidson. This seems like a couple that could potentially maybe make it.
Yeah.
If
you know what's so funny?
Pete Davidson could stay tied down.
Yeah. How long was it? Maybe 3 weeks ago? A month ago? I don't care. Remember, it was before or after Christmas when they were at the Rangers game and we're like, because it was like right after the Emily Ratajkowski date and we were like, hey, can't the guy just go to a Rangers game with his friend?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's clearly turned into more than that now. They're making out on the beach in Hawaii.
This, to me, seems like could be a real relationship.
Yeah,
it's not a Kim Kardashian. It's not an Emily Ratajkowski. And that is not a knock at... She just seems more like a normal girl.
Yeah, it's age appropriate. It's
have a real relationship.
Yeah, it's like they obviously will get paparazzied and people will follow them, but it's not like a massive...
Well, she's the first like not super famous person dated in a long time.
Yeah. And she just seems like down to earth and they make a cute couple, so...
She's cute.
I'm happy for whatever's going on there.
And
if
they
Pete
have
Davidson...
like the good origin story of filming the movie together. Yeah. I think they actually... I never saw the movie, but you did, right?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I think they play boyfriend-girlfriend in the movie.
Yeah.
So they had some chemistry.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, am I thinking of the right person? What's her name?
Chase Suey Wonders.
Chase. What a name.
It's a cool name.
It is.
Yeah, that was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
All right, that was his girlfriend.
Paris Hilton welcomed her baby.
Beautiful.
Such a cute picture.
The cutest
fingernails. Have you ever looked at baby's fingernails?
Baby's fingernails actually freak me out.
Really?
Yes.
I think they're so cute.
Because they're sneaky. Like, you can't cut them yet.
Yeah.
So, like, they're kind of really long. I don't know. There's something about them that freaks me out.
My
friends, we all, like, that was the first thing when Paris Hilton posted that picture. It was, like, sent into our Instagram group. And we were like, oh, God, the nails.
Aw, I think they're so cute.
No, it's adorable, but it's like, I don't know, there's something.
You're like, whoa, those are baby nails.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, they look like adult nails,
they're
but
very
they're baby
well,
nails.
They're very well manicured.
Yes.
It's very weird how a baby comes out of a vagina and they have nails.
Yeah. It just, yeah,
they have
exactly.
eyes, too.
Exactly.
No, I know. It's crazy. It is fucking insane.
I think hair is
this
weirder
is,
to me.
This sounds like the dinosaur thing, but like, man, babies are formed in women's stomachs, and that is fucking...
They pop out with fingernails.
They pop out with full features.
Yeah, hair and everything.
Hair, eyes, earlobes.
Like, obviously, you can't remember, but like, imagine like in that moment, like, you see the world for the first time.
Yeah.
Were you guys born with hair?
Maybe a little bit.
I was very hairy, I was told.
I was a C-section.
Really?
Yeah.
Very hairy.
Don't know. I'm not.
I'd rather not, to be honest. Like, my baby. Yeah. I'd rather not come out with a lot of hair.
They thought I apparently was no hair. My mom, they joked that I wasn't their baby. They were like, there's been a switch.
That's funny.
Said very dark, really? Hair. Like, a lot of
I wouldn't see that. Yeah. Picture that. Yeah. I apparently had such a small nose, they thought I was going to have a breathing problem.
Oh.
My nose has fully grown, clearly. I have no problem breathing with this nose. So congrats to Paris Hilton.
And you know what's funny with Paris? Like, she really does, not that she seems totally regimented, but she always is she's a woman with a plan. No matter how many people, like, have made fun of her or whatever. Because I feel like it was only last year when she was asked about starting a family, she was like, we have embryos. I think it's going to be next year. And we're ready to go. January 24th, 5th, boom, baby born. Like, clearly it was all
planned,
scheduled. This was via surrogate because, you know, if we were just talking about Trent with Paris Hilton, she obviously did not just have a baby. But yes, and then she had said that as well. Like, she was like, we have these embryos, blah, 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 blah,
those
blah,
tweets
last year.
About Trent were so funny.
So yeah, funny.
Did you... I was just going to say, did you see them?
Yeah. I saw them. Yes. Trent said that him and Paris Hilton walked through the baby. And people were like, oh my God, since when did Paris Hilton have a baby with the Barstool guy? Which is just hilarious. Just objectively hilarious.
So funny.
Congrats to Paris Hilton on that.
She's going to be a great mom.
Harry Styles.
Best dressed baby.
Really good.
Think about the clothes that
baby
is going to
have. Oh my gosh, her closet's
going to
be amazing.
She probably already has a double walk-in closet nursery combo.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Hannah Montana closet.
Yep.
Harry Styles was seen with his ex-girlfriend from high school. Which,
ex-girlfriend? I mean, do we know for sure?
I don't know. I just think
close
of it as...
close personal friend from high school?
I just think he was seen with a friend.
Yeah.
And people... and he was also seen with another brunette. And it's like, maybe Harry Styles is dating around. Crazy concept. Or maybe he's
just
hanging out
with an old pal.
With catching up with old friends. He's had some time off now. You know, he was touring for a really long time. Maybe
he's going right back
on tour.
He's going
right
back.
Soon. So maybe he's just taking some time to reflect with some old friends. Yeah. And we'll get back out there.
As his world tour starts very soon.
Give this guy a break. I'm worried about him.
Yeah, world tour starts very soon. He clearly loves doing it. But yeah, I get that. I mean, it is. I think everyone's so hyper-focused on it. And no matter who he is photographed now... friend, family member, like that, maybe it could be a cousin and we don't know it's a cousin, you know, like it's going to be photographed and talked about every time because everyone is so invested in who he dates next.
That has got to be the worst as a celebrity if you're just going out with a family member automatically people may think that that's... Have you ever gone
seen
out...
that before. It's like, oh, that's literally my cousin.
Have you ever gone out with your brother somewhere and have been afraid that people are going to think that that was your boyfriend?
I've thought about that before.
That's happened with
it's
me
never
and my
actually
sister.
Happened,
really?
But I have thought
it
about
happened
that
because
before.
Girls came up, they were like chicks in the office fans, and one of them said, is this your girlfriend? I was like, no.
It's my sister.
My sister.
Yeah.
We were also like at a dinner with my family, so like...
Yeah.
I mean, I do think
could
that
could just
happens.
Be your family member.
Yeah. Or like, or when your significant other is actually thought to be...
That's
your
even
sibling.
Weirder,
your sibling.
That happened at the wedding we were at.
People thought you
and
Joe
were
just
siblings. It was actually very funny. No, it was a stranger. Like, we didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
We were sitting at the hotel bar, and I wanted to change the channel, the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple, an older couple, was sitting next to us, and he had also asked to change the TV, and then the bartender came and gave him the remote, and he couldn't figure out how to get the wild card games on. We wanted the football on, and he, like, couldn't work the remote. And so I was like, oh, I think it's this channel, like, yelled, and then he couldn't. And I got up and just took the remote and changed it. And he was like, damn, if only I had any sons. But I was sitting with Joe and his mom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I guess maybe, I don't know, I thought we were like a family. Like, it's just...
You guys were giving off brother and sister energy?
Brother, sister energy, I guess, with his mom. And because the guy was like, damn, wish I had some sons. And Joe was like, ha ha.
Weird.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah. But like, that's what
should
I'm saying.
Should have planted one right on him.
Right.
Come here, bro.
Right. I think I did, like, right after. Harry Styles, or like, held his hand.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's something that could totally happen, is like, any celebrity could be walking with their cousin. No one's going to know it's the cousin.
Right. And you have to remember that these people have family members.
Absolutely.
Not everyone they're seen with is going to be a significant other.
But this is just his long time, you know, this is a long time friend, which I honestly find to be so nice that he still has those friendships.
It is very
nice.
Like,
he is an absolute megastar. And he's walking around.
You need
with
that
his
when you're him,
friend slash rumored high school girlfriend.
You need that because he needs some normalcy.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok of a girl who I guess Harry Styles was walking. He's been walking around London, and somebody saw the girl saw him walking in. I don't remember the place, but she is just like sobbing, like she's just crying into the camera, and she's like, I just saw Harry Styles walking and I don't know why I'm crying. Like, I just burst into tears as he walked by.
Very relatable. Just his presence.
Yeah, exactly. So that was it. It just seems like, you know, I just thought it was very nice that he still has those connections.
It is very nice. I think he needs it. Gotta stay grounded.
Exactly.
Julia Fox did an apartment tour on her TikTok.
Talk about grounded
very
as well.
Very interesting.
Yeah. She's an enigma and I love it.
I go both ways with this. It's like, okay, you can, you know, it's very relatable. You could live in your New York City apartment, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't use my money.
Yeah.
So if you're going to talk about the fact that you don't like displaying massive displays of wealth and you don't agree with buying a big apartment or a big house, whatever, then what are you doing with your money? Mm. If you're going to keep talking the talk, walk the walk. You know what I mean? Like, are you donating that money somewhere? Right. If you're going to keep saying, where's the money going?
Right.
Because saving honestly, I don't really think it's
clothes.
That. I know, but I don't think it's that bad of an idea to get yourself a bigger apartment for your son. You know what I mean?
No, definitely not. I think, you know, her apartment tour people were shocked by because less of...
It's a very normal New York City apartment.
Totally
for
normal,
the normal
New York City apartment.
Know.
I think almost like the stuff is what shocked people more. Mm-hmm. But like I said, very classic New York apartment. If I had to guess, she's probably lived in that apartment for a very long time and has an attachment to it and is just like, that's her home. And her son's room was very cute. Like she had said, she's like, his room I put the most work into, which it definitely looked like. But like her bed is in the living room.
Right.
And it's just but it's just so, if I had to, I'm like, maybe she owns that apartment. Like,
maybe, but it also falls into the trap then of like people that have money and want to spend it on things, then it kind of makes them feel like if you have money and you want to spend it on something, you should be able to spend it on what you want to spend it on.
Absolutely. You can,
I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
no.
I feel like respect to her, but at the same time, it just kind of sounds like, all right, we get it. You know,
you're bragging about
not. It's like, we get it.
I don't think she was trying to do that.
It's not bragging, no, but it's also just like...
I think she was just trying to be like, this is how I live.
I don't know how to word it, though, in a way when she's like, I don't believe in, like, displays of massive wealth. Like, upgrading your apartment when you have the means to do so isn't necessarily being like, I have fuck you money, I'm going to get the biggest apartment ever. Like, getting a little upgrade from that apartment wouldn't be that crazy when you have a son, when you have a kid.
Right.
Like, and you have the means to do so.
Everyone's living preferences are different, though. Like, if that's what, you know, like, if that's what makes her happy to live in that apartment...
It's also funny because it's like you were like on private planes with Kanye like not too long ago.
Right. That I just don't get it because it's not like, because what do we got to bow down to Julia Fox because she's not spending her money on a bigger apartment?
No, but because
what else is she doing with her money?
But I don't think that's how she acted in the video at all.
At the end when she's like, I don't believe in massive displays of wealth. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I understand in some sort, but like. You can also, but if people want to spend their money, if they have the means to do so, and then also they could also be given back to people as well if they have enough money.
Yeah, I don't think she meant it as a way of like, this is people who have big apartments shouldn't show off their big apartments. Like, I think she's just kind of wacky.
People feel relatable to her, which is nice. Because, you know, she is rich and famous. So people are like, oh, wow. You know, not every rich and famous person lives a certain way.
That's actually what I was going to argue, too.
Like how much money
how rich
is
she? I don't think she's that rich.
She's not in that many movies. Like,
I really, like, she had those, she's popped off from dating Kanye. And yes, Uncut Gems was a massive thing.
But she was
thing.
Like a tiny but role like, in Uncut
but
Gems.
But like, and I don't, I don't see director. Her doing massive brand deals.
But the way she said she, when she said, I don't believe in massive displays of wealth, made it seem like I have a lot of money. I'm just not going to show it off. You know, why would she even mention
maybe.
That?
Cause, maybe.
Because otherwise, I feel like she would be like, listen, guys, I'm not, it's not all what it's cracked up to be. I don't have that much
yeah.
money.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the wording of...
Maybe just the way she worded it, but I really don't think... I don't think...
I feel like she probably isn't that... I mean, she's definitely, like, very well
no,
off.
No, she's yeah. definitely well off for sure, but I don't think she has the fuck you money.
Either
no.
way, it was definitely relatable, and I think people appreciated that aspect of it because New York City living is very hard.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's... You get it's small for a lot of money. It's yeah. not reasonable living for really anybody, so that part is relatable.
Yeah.
But
I do like that guy's TikToks about when he goes into people's apartments.
Yeah, that
did,
one's
did
fun.
Did she say where that apartment was in the city? It looked like probably like downtown.
I think she lives in the West Village.
Yeah. Also, like, that's another thing. It's like, if you're going to live in the West Village. It's
exactly.
Be way
like,
more.
I'm not positive on that, but I'm pretty sure she lives in the West Village. I think. Because I feel like she's talked about wanting to be like in that area. Before
we could, Rhea, we could never find an apartment for the price we were paying. I feel like
now, oh no,
in West Village,
we
even
lucky.
Though our apartments were tiny,
they
already,
were minuscule.
Ours was, I think ours was probably a little smaller than yours.
They were both really tiny.
Yeah, I don't think I. She didn't. She obviously didn't say so. That makes sense, but yeah, I think probably somewhere in that area. Yeah. Would be my guess.
Austin Butler has finally given Vanessa Hutchins the title.
Finally.
And credit she deserves.
He heard all of us.
He clearly did.
He totally did, because now he's telling the same story, but saying my ex.
And he's saying my partner at the time.
How, as nice as it gets.
And he said he owes her a lot.
Wait, mm-hmm. What interview? Where did he say this? Why does he keep telling the story?
Because he's being asked about it.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing interviews where he's being asked about
the story.
You
think they're trying to get it out of him?
At this point, yes. Because
yeah.
if he was on our show, we would be like, so that story you keep telling about a friend.
Right. So he did a profile for the LA Times, and they asked him about it. And he said, I was with my partner at the time. When asked if he was in fact speaking about Vanessa, Austin confirmed. He said, that's right. We've been together for so long, and she had this sort of clairvoyant moment. And so I really owe her a lot for believing in me. And then, of course, like, that's different than this article saying, like, initially Austin had referred to her as an unnamed friend when he told the story to the Hollywood Reporter.
His publicist was like, you better start referring to her
as your old partner. Right, the interviewer for the LA Times was like, oh, I'm sure was like, I want him to confirm that it was Vanessa.
Or this, he did the interview with the LA Times, and then all this happened, and his publicist called up the LA Times and was like, can you please change the wording of this?
I would have respected him and become the biggest Austin Butler fan ever if he was like, yeah, my buddy. Like, just like, doubled down on it.
Yeah.
My pal.
And it's funny, they actually made that, like, the headline for the... LA Times article about, because it was about him finding out that he was nominated for the Oscar, which is, of course, a very big deal.
Very big deal.
And then, so the question that he was asked was, and then there's something else I hope you can clear up. You've talked about a moment even before you had the role. It was Christmas time and an Elvis song came on and you were with a friend and you were singing along and your friend... And then he goes, I was with my partner at the time. And then the interview continued, said you should play Elvis. And people have been saying you must have been with Vanessa Hutchins. So that's right. And then he said, that's right.
Okay. So the interviewer pushed for
really,
him.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
he wasn't
sure.
going out of his way to be
totally.
Like, let me clear up this story.
Totally.
It was my partner.
And then
at the time.
The headline is Austin Butler thanks clairvoyant Vanessa Hutchins for setting him on the road to Elvis
yeah.
Oscar.
Yeah. They nailed that one. Yeah. They said, we got him.
Yeah. We got him.
We got him.
We got him.
We nailed him.
We got him good.
Yeah.
And Vanessa gets that credit.
That's the way they do it in the biz.
Yep, exactly.
Good for them.
Yep.
Good for the LA Times.
Definitely.
Anna Delvey's getting her own show.
Unbelievable.
Dinner party in New York City with Anna Delvey.
Julia Fox is definitely going to be a guest.
100%.
Delvey's Dinner Club is going to be the show. Anna shared the announcement saying, there's nothing like the experience of bringing together a curated group of friends to share life stories and enjoy a great culinary experience. I'm grateful for the opportunity to work with Wheelhouse and Butternut to bring my vision to a wider audience and share a glimpse of the real Anna Delvey. It's crazy. crazy. It says, the press release says the show will go behind the scenes with Anna as she reinvents herself and her name, reintroducing herself to New York City and the world, one dinner party at a time. Through fly-on-the-wall footage and interviews with Anna and her guests, Delvey's Dinner Club will highlight the dichotomy of her house arrest-driven isolation during the day and the experience of company and festivity when she opens her apartment doors to guests and viewers at night.
Isn't it crazy how often we give criminals money?
Yeah.
This is why I don't necessarily believe in karma.
Tell their stories. I just subscribed to Jen Shaw's website.
Exactly. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I think karma's real and sometimes I go, is it? Because the bad people,
I know,
they get money. I know. They get fame. I saw they win. You know, Anna Delvey, who's on house arrest, is getting a show inside of her house because she can't leave her house.
Yeah.
So instead they go, we're going to pay you while you're on house arrest. Yeah. We're going to give you money. You're going to have your own show, Anna Delvey. What about the good people out there? What about them? What about giving them some money?
I know. Look,
it's crazy.
I saw when this was announced on, saw a bunch of Instagrams about it and like so many comments being like, shouldn't she have been deported? Like,
what? It's nuts so that we just prop these people up and go, let's give them a show.
The scammers.
Scammers of the world.
The scammers.
Billy McFarlane's getting one next.
Billy McFarlane.
He was in the office. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah, he went on macrodosing like 2 weeks ago.
He was here?
Yeah, he was over there.
In studio.
Oh my gosh.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah, like Billy McFarlane's like, just on.
I know. Well, they're all.
But he's not getting paid.
He said he wants to fight in Rough and Rowdy.
But he's not getting paid to go on macrodosing.
No, but he would get paid to fight in Rough and Rowdy because he needs that money. He's got a lot of restitution to pay.
No. He said he would donate all the money.
No.
Oh, my God. You believe Billy McFarlane?
No. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Scammer Billy McFarlane would donate the money?
You know how much money he owes?
No, but that's.
You think he would?
I mean, I don't know.
Donate the money to what? Himself?
No. I forget where he said it. But he said he would donate it to, I think, like. I don't remember.
Yeah, fucking right. Yeah, right. He's a scammer.
He's got bills to pay.
When scammers say they're donating the money, they are not donating the money.
It's the same as Jen Shaw saying, like, if Jen Shaw puts this shit behind a paywall and then says she's donating it to the victims, yeah, you're donating it to the victims because you legally owe $6 million or however much
it is. That said, fuck, who was it recently? There was a story that said that they were donating. They were going to donate the money, but they never ended up donating it. Oh, Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Yeah. Amber Heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just.
I pledged.
There's many examples of people saying they're going to donate the money, and they don't donate the money.
So Anna Delvey's getting a TV show. I'm sure there's going to be.
Wait, so she's on house
arrest?
Crazy
that I guess people, like.
Yeah,
I wonder what kind of guests she's going to get.
She's on. That's what's crazy.
She is on house arrest.
This person who's on house arrest is getting a TV show. There are plenty of people not on house arrest that could get TV shows.
Yeah. But.
Julia Fox can get a TV show. Why not Julia Fox's dinner party? Because their apartment's too small.
What is, like, the deal with house arrest, like, for her? She lives in the city. Like, what? Can she go, like, for a run? Like, you can't go outside.
I think you have, like, a monitor on you.
I think there's a perimeter. You have an ankle monitor. She can probably maybe like go around the block.
Because it's like if you're in the city, like everything you need is like right around you. Like you're definitely allowed to go outside, obviously.
Yeah, house arrest, you have a monitor thing on you.
Disturbia.
Oh my God, great movie.
Just it makes me think of Disturbia.
Never seen it.
Oh my God.
What?
The Shia LaBeouf movie?
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Wait, that was Shia LaBeouf and who's the girl?
Amber Heard. No, it's not Amber Heard. It's the other girl that's married to Chad Montgomery now.
Who's that? Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, she's married to Chad Michael Murray?
Mm-hmm.
Disturbia movie?
Yeah. Sarah Romer.
Oh, she's a Fired Up girl.
Fired Up girl, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to have a huge crush on her.
Yes. Yeah, and that's like, in Disturbia, he's on house arrest and he can like go into the, there's like a, he sets up a whole perimeter around the house of how far he can go of like the driveway and the front lawn. She definitely can't go far. House arrest, when you're under house arrest, you're under house arrest. It's not like, oh, you're under house arrest, but you can go walk around the park.
I think it's kind of pointless to debate how far Anna Delvey can go. She's under house arrest.
No,
she's under house arrest.
But
and
if you don't have a treadmill, how are you supposed to like exercise?
They don't care.
But like even in jail, you have like time to like exercise.
I'm sure that maybe there's times where she can go to the gym or something. I'm not very sure the details of her house arrest.
She will be having guests come over.
She will be having dinner
to
parties.
To film a television show.
Would you go?
No.
If she invited you?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why?
See, I just went on a whole thing about how, you know, Anna Delvey's, you know, again, a show. But, like, yeah. If we were invited to Anna Delvey's dinner party, we would kind of have to go to see what it's about, no?
You might never come out.
I wouldn't want to go.
Not at all. Just out of curiosity. Like, I don't...
To be completely honest, it's less even about that. It's more about, like, she creeps me out.
What do you think her apartment... Do you know what it looks like? Is it a big apartment?
I have no idea. I don't even know where she's staying.
I don't know. I do not know.
How is she not at jail?
Last topic.
She was. She got out.
Last topic.
And her Sorokin. And where do you think her... Where's her apartment? Oh, she's shopping around a real... Oh, no. That's already... Where is her apartment?
She was in Murray Hill.
She signed a 6-month lease for a East Village apartment. Anna Delvey stepped out from her house arrest for a weekly parole meeting. That was at the end of last year. The smiling fraudster looked as glamorous as ever for her weekly parole meeting yesterday, the only time she is allowed out of her $4,200 a month fifth floor East Village apartment during her house arrest. So that, if that's accurate, that's the only time she's allowed out of her apartment.
Interesting.
She really did pop out in quite the outfit from what I can see. However, she is required to remain in her home 24 hours a day and must wear her ankle monitor at all times. And yeah, then she's has access to all of her social media and is creating a show. It's basically what this is. Crime sells, I guess.
Yep. Last topic, Shakira. This has been all over the news. We haven't talked about it, but Shakira...
This has been going on for months.
Shakira caught her now ex-husband cheating on her from strawberry jam because Shakira was the only one who liked strawberry jam in her house. And then when she got home, she realized all the strawberry jam was gone. And she knew that motherfucker was cheating on her. And now he is with the person he cheated with. They posted a picture together. They are now dating. Everyone's questions, how can you cheat on Shakira?
Yeah, I think, you know, she's been with PK, soccer player, for a long time. They have two kids. I want to say it spanned 10 plus years. And they never got married.
I said ex-husband.
Yeah, they never got married. Which always, like, makes my eyebrow raise a little bit. Because no matter how many times a woman says, I don't want to get married, like... Mm-hmm. Why didn't they want to get... Then, you know, there's tax issues that she's had, too. It was like, I had some... Yeah. So...
We forget Shakira was in trouble.
Yeah. So, in January of 2020, she told 60 Minutes, to tell you the truth, marriage scares the shit out of me. I don't want him to see me as the wife. I'd rather him see me as his girlfriend. Which, I get that logic. Like... But you cheat on your wife, I guess? I don't...
But that's such a sad way to look at life.
She said his lover, his girlfriend. It's like a forbidden fruit, you know? I want to keep him on his toes.
See, that's not good. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, no. So they have two kids. And then over the summer, they announced they were splitting up. We were separating. They said that was in June of last year. And then in September, Shakira kind of started to talk about it more. It was more like, I haven't shared too much. I have kids. Like, I'm trying to kind of conceal that situation. And then... In the coming months, October, November, December, like, she started releasing very emotional songs where it felt like there was some references to a cheating situation. And in the beginning of this year, she put out a song with a DJ, which basically, it just really felt like it was just a basic call out. This article calls it a diss track, which but... she also accused PK of lumping her with his mother and leaving her stranded with the tax fraud charges she faced last year. So I think there was something going on with the two of them there. Other lyrics said, so much talk of being a champion, and when I needed you, you gave me the worst version of you. Sorry, baby, I should have thrown you out a while ago. A she-wolf like me is not for rookies. I'm worth 2 of 22. You traded a Ferrari for a Twingo. You traded a Rolex for a Casio.
Damn.
And his new girlfriend is 22 years old.
Yes.
But yes, that was a big fan theory too, which blew up and is like one of those pop culture kind of like moments that goes viral because it's just
the jam.
Objectively funny right. is that Shakira is the only one that eats the strawberry jam yeah. in the house, and she came home and all the strawberry jam was gone. She knows PK doesn't eat the strawberry jam because he doesn't like it, but it was all gone. So somebody ate the strawberry jam.
Apparently, she was also wearing her clothes. That's so fucked up.
Imagine she was being like really in the house.
Girlfriend, like where you would want to wear her clothes?
There was also
like,
a that's video. Creepy. There was also a video going around of, well, sometimes it's freaky. It's kind of like the Real Housewives of Miami shit with the Lenny's girlfriend. Like, seemed like she was like obsessed with Lisa.
That's creepy.
Weird. And so but there's also.
I could imagine this girl was maybe obsessed with Shakira.
Right. There was
wanted
a video
her life.
Of
wanted her life so much so she took her man.
Yeah. There's a video of PK on like a video call, and allegedly this girl had like walked across the screen like quickly in the background. Which. It's really just crazy. So she released a song, and then everyone was talking about the lyrics and like, oh my God, this guy. Then people were saying like PK had signed a deal with Casio, which would have been funny, which I don't think actually happened. And now we've reached the point where yesterday he went Instagram official with the girlfriend.
Yeah, crazy.
The girl he was cheating with, girlfriend, like, actually posted her on his Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is
it's crazy.
Wild.
It's wild.
When they take to Instagram, it's like just keep it private.
It's wild, and just to be that girl is like do you have any respect for yourself? You were wearing Shakira's clothes, eating her jam, taking her man.
I don't know. It's really insane. It's really insane. She's apparently a PR student, and she was hired to work at his events production company, is right. allegedly where they
I mean,
met.
It's more on him, obviously. Of course. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm blaming the girl.
No,
it's more just like, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like this girl could have done better.
Yeah.
But
he's
for him,
footballers.
He's, you know, slimy little rat.
Yeah.
How are you going to do Shakira like that? How are you going to have another woman in your home wearing your... Like, you're just going to be okay with this woman wearing your wife's clothes and eating your wife's jam? It goes for both of them, you know? The way I just said that she... I feel bad that I made it seem like it was all her. I mean, it should be him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, that is basically the quick timeline of everything that's happened.
And, slimy little footballer.
And we're at the point where... Exactly. We're at the point where he is posting with the 22-year-old girlfriend...
How old is
they
he?
They have two sons. PK, she is... PK's maybe in his 30s.
Okay, so not crazy.
No, I think Shakira's older than him. Yeah, he's 35.
Okay, so not insane. Like,
no.
I thought he was like 50.
He's 35, Shakira's 45.
Oh.
So when they started... When they were together, he was, you know, 25 and she was 35. Mm. And I think that has a lot to do with the I want to stay the girlfriend.
Right, because she probably saw herself
younger
as the older woman and he was younger, wanted to keep him on his toes.
I also think there's something very sketchy with the tax situation, too. If he fucked her on something, like, I don't know.
Or maybe he was like, ooh, this is murky. I want to get out of this whole tax problem.
And he retired recently, too. So I don't think he is playing anymore. It's sad. I loved them together. He is a very attractive man. She is a very beautiful woman. They made a great couple. They always seemed like a great couple. But yeah, definitely from the last few months, she has hinted to a lot of infidelity. And now we have the situation where the girl that he was cheating with is now the girlfriend.
We'll see how that goes.
Won't be good. There's not a lot of nice comments on the post. It's also like when you post it, I give you credit for leaving the comments on, you know? But as you could imagine, it is a majority Shakira fans being like, what the fuck? This post has... The post with the girlfriend has 606,000 comments.
Oh my God. At that point, you're not seeing any of them.
600. I don't think I've ever seen that many comments.
That's so many comments.
606,000 comments.
That's so many comments that that's almost having no comments. You know what I mean? Like, you're not reading a single one of those comments because there's far too many to see.
I know. Exactly. And a lot of them are in Spanish. So I'm hitting like C translation, and a lot of it is just the Spanish of who came here to read all the comments. Full circle. But yeah,
I'm sure Shakira is going to be just fine without him.
Yeah.
And crazy. I'm sure people won't be paying a lot of attention to him after not being with Shakira.
Somebody commented, someone else's jelly eater.
Just the fact that the strawberry jam is involved.
Yeah. Yep. She was sleuthing. She
knew what she was looking for.
Look, he doesn't like strawberry jam. Who's eating the strawberry jam?
Right. He didn't one day decide, I like strawberry jam. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
We have an awesome interview with Josh Duhamel coming up. It's a great time. But first, guys, when you're juggling work, family, and life in general, things can feel chaotic. That's why Coors Light helps you find moments to unwind all year long. Whenever you need to hit reset, reach for a Coors Light. It is made to chill. Coors Light for me is that beer that I reach for on the weekend, a nice Sunday, football's on, and I'm getting ready to just relax, some me time. But it's both, right? It's like when I want that Sunday where I'm just hanging at home and watching, or maybe I want to pop over to the bar and watch with some friends. We're all having Coors Light. There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. The mountains on the bottles and cans even turn blue when your beer is cold. That way you always know when it's time to chill. So when it's time to relax, just open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. When it's time to unwind, Coors Light is the beer I reach for. So when you want to hit reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/chicks. And always celebrate responsibly from Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Cheers. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so
much.
The
world's most refreshing podcast.
Yes.
All right, everyone, we are here with a very special guest.
Special guest.
We are here with We are here with a very special guest. We are joined by the lovely Josh Duhamel, whose new movie, Shotgun Wedding, comes out January 27th on Amazon. Great cast. Looks like a great movie. We've seen the trailer. It looks like a lot of fun. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Chicks in the Office. This is awesome.
Hey, we are ecstatic. We're so happy to have you here. We know you're a big sports guy, so of course you're doing some other shows, but we're happy you made time to come see us in our little studio and talk to us.
By the way, anybody out there listening, I got the full rundown on how these guys were able to make this happen. Rhea is a college dropout, I found out.
Yeah, but we both are.
People are going to think that I... people will be like, Rhea just can't stop telling stories about herself to the guest. But he asked. I promise he asked.
It's just as fun for me to ask you guys questions.
Two college dropouts.
I'm tired of talking about my stuff.
Well, this is a conversation rather than an interview.
Did you finished college?
But went back. Okay, so.
If your Wikipedia is true. Yes.
So I can relate to what you did. Okay. I don't know how close were you?
I had about a semester and a half left.
Okay. I was one credit short.
Okay.
When I left. And I did it intentionally because I wanted to go to dental school and I needed to up my, at a 3.4, I think. You needed at least a 3.7 at the time to get in. Now you need basically a 3.4 or a 4.0. But I didn't graduate because I wanted to be able to go back and retake some classes if I need to, because once you graduate, your GPA is locked and that's it. 12-13 years goes by. And I put all this, I mean, I was taking molecular biology and organic chem and all the hardest classes. It was really hard. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? I put all that fucking time into this. I need to go back and get it, mm-hmm. you know?
That's what my mom always says to me. But I was going to school for broadcast journalism.
And you're doing
it. So I'm already doing it. What do I have to go back to school
you
for?
<don't. laughs>
I think that my parents knew that college wasn't going to be in the cards for me.
I think you guys are just fine.
I think you're doing just fine as well.
I just did it because I needed to. I needed mm-hmm. to for my own
prove it to yourself.
Sanity, I think. Mm-hmm.
First impression of the Barstool office, you got to walk around a second.
So they had me in this, they brought me in, they put me in this little room like they usually do. And I was like, I want to go see like the inner sanctum of Barstool, man. They're like, well, let's go. So I got to walk around and see all the people out there. Yep. It is wild.
What'd you think about the people sitting around?
Loved it. all my people, because they're all sports fans.
Yes.
Yep, that is true.
And there's sports swag everywhere. I mean, I'm not a big New York fan. Mm-hmm. Not that I dislike them. I'm much less of a Philly fan, to be honest. Any Philly fan.
She's a huge Philly fan. I'm not from Philly, but I am a massive,
huge Eagles fan. Although I think the Eagles, I do love Jalen Hurts. I think that dude is legit.
As do I.
And they might win the whole damn thing.
I hope so. I hope so. I know you're a Vikings fan. I know you're a Vikings fan. I get very nervous. I don't want to jinx anything. I'm one of those, I'm like Silver Linings Playbook superstitious fan.
Well, you guys got a tough one next week. But if anybody can rattle that rookie quarterback, it's the Eagles.
Yeah, exactly. He hasn't played any away games.
Hasn't he?
He's played two away games.
He hasn't played seven straight home games.
He's only played two away games.
So he's five home games and two away games.
Yeah. You know,
not
when
one in Philly.
Three people
not
hang
one in
out.
Philly is right. I went to Philly for a game a couple years ago, and I barely left with my life.
You know when three people hang out, and like one person's always left out? That's what it feels like right now. Like they always say, two's good, like three's a crowd.
Rhea was like, if all else fails, you can talk about football.
Yeah, I was like, we can talk football. I mean, I probably won't add that much to the conversation, but we'll do it.
Are you from New York?
Yes, Long Island.
Okay.
So Jets fan, Mets, Islanders.
Okay.
All the great teams.
You guys were close for a minute there.
Well, it was another heartbreaker for the Vikings.
Yeah. I know. Did you wear purple for me today?
I did not, but I'll say I did.
Are you mourning our life? Yeah.
Why are you a huge Vikings fan?
Well, I'm from North Dakota, so that's
closest.
That's typically who people root for there. Mm-hmm. Or the Packers, but fewer Packer fans there than Vikings fans.
Were you a Carson Wentz guy?
I am a Carson Wentz guy. I still am a Carson Wentz guy.
Okay.
I mean, I think, here's what I think. Can I talk about this
for
a second?
Of course, yeah.
I think I'll just leave the room.
No, you stay here because you need to learn this too.
No.
Very important stuff.
I've talked about this
the
whole time.
Do any of the listeners out there care about sports?
Yes.
They do? Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes.
Well, Carson is a hometown. He's from Bismarck. Yeah. I'm from Minot. Okay. He's like the star quarterback that came out of our state. Started great for Philly.
Yep. Got
hurt. Should have won the MVP that year had he not gotten hurt. You guys won the Super Bowl that year. Foles took him, finished it for him. And then I think he got hurt the next year or something. And then Hurts came in. I think Hurts, because he's got such a leadership sort of presence, and Carson's a little bit more shy and maybe not a locker room guy.
Yeah.
I think he got intimidated by Jalen, played like shit, ended up losing his job to Jalen, gets traded to the Colts, who also had a great season.
Yeah.
Fell apart the last two games of the season, and they dump him. That was their mistake. The Colts should never have gotten rid of him.
They should have sent him to Washington.
They reacted too quickly. They should have given him another year.
He still stinks on Washington.
He got hurt.
Josh.
I'm telling you right now, the dude can play.
No, he can play, but I think it is such a mental game, and I think once you start to lose it, it's very hard to get
it back. That's my worry about him, is if he's lost his confidence, that might be it. But he's a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah.
What I can add to that conversation is...
What do you think about Carson Wentz?
The Eagles won in Minnesota, which is where the Vikings play.
Yeah.
Which is what now?
Where the Vikings play.
The Super Bowl was in Minnesota.
I know. That was the year we thought we were going to go to the Super Bowl. And you guys kicked... I was at that game, by the way.
The reason I remember that is because we talked to all the fans in Minnesota, and they were all so nice.
My God. We did a man on the street... So we did a man on the street video in Minnesota, and they, like... It really couldn't have been a more pure example of Minnesota nice.
We were like, how mad are you?
We're like, say what do you say to Eagles fans? Like, we're trying to like get to people, and they're like, oh,
good luck.
Oh, you know, it was a good game, great season. Go Vikings! Like,
would you put yourself under that category?
It was nice.
I'm not as nice as everybody there, but they are extreme. That's why I love it. I love Minnesota. I love North Dakota. The people there are just amazing. Salt of the earth.
Do you get to spend a lot of time in North Dakota still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a cabin. So I fly into Fargo, which is where my wife is from.
Okay.
I'm from Minot, which is like on the other side of the state. But I fly into Fargo, and we have a place there. But we also have our cabin, which is about an hour and a half from Fargo.
What are cabin activities?
Oh, my gosh.
Fishing.
Having a cabin is sick.
Boating.
It is the best.
It's like, I don't have a house. I have a cabin.
It is my it's my happy place.
Yeah.
It really is. Because it started, I bought it sort of in pieces and for not a lot of money at the time. And I was able to sort of like buy this little cabin, this little shack in the woods, basically.
Yeah.
No electricity, no water. And it was 26 acres with this little old hunting shack. Mouse infested the whole thing. It was like, I didn't even want to sleep there, but I had a cabin.
Yeah.
Then the one next door to that went up for sale, another 26 acres. And that one had electricity, no water, but a really nice, well-kept cabin right on the water. So then I had two cabins.
And now you have a compound.
You know what I paid for the second one? 26 acres and a cabin on the water? $189,000.
Wow.
You can't get a room this size for $189,000 in New York.
You couldn't get a driveway on the water. For.
So then I had, all of a sudden, I had 52 acres and two cabins. And I, over the last 15 years, I've just been, you know, with my Bobcat, like tractor and skid steer, just moving dirt, popping stumps, clearing property, making it like shaping it, basically.
Yeah.
And it is truly my happy place.
Yeah. Where are you when you're not there?
L.A.
L.A.?
Yeah.
You like L.A.?
Yeah. You know, my idea about L.A. is it's not... maybe it's because I haven't made the same kind of commitment to it that I have at my cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Where I've done the things to make myself happy. But I've got some good friends there. The city's been very good to me, so I never want to take that for granted. I mean, it's where I got my start. But I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Fine. You've been working for a long time, and this new movie, you know, it has J-Lo, Jennifer Coolidge. Did you know either of them before this movie?
Yes, I knew J-Lo. I met her years before at a New Year's Eve party in Miami. So
it's like a great place to meet J-Lo.
I knew her. We were never big friends or anything, mm-hmm. but I knew her well enough so that when we did, we met on a Zoom call when I first got the gig, when I was about to get the gig. And it was like we just fell right back into it. And the main thing for me with her was, I don't want this to feel like I want it to feel like we're just two people you have to trust me and I have to trust you.
Right.
And if we can connect like that on screen, then everything else that happens in the movie, people will love.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have that connection. And I think that, you know, this movie is big. It is heightened. It is over the top at times. But it's also a great little love story at the end of the day. And I think that if you don't believe that part of it, the movie doesn't work.
Yeah. That's what I loved about the trailer for this movie, was that it looks like it's your typical rom-com, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Boom.
Something else happens. So I was like, oh, this took a turn.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It is Jason Moore. I just love his sensibility about comedy, because he's not afraid to go there. He does things, like, especially in this one, he like went, for example, you know, the Pirates are taking over and one of them tries to run, and I'm a former baseball player and I have her throw this grenade to me, and I take some piece of art and use it as a bat and hit the grenade and hit the dude, blows it up, not only blows him up into a million pieces, but sets off this giant fireworks show that was right next to it, and it turns into this, and it's so big and over the top and ridiculous, but I think the way he sort of balanced all of the other stuff with that makes it work. And I like silly, stupid, over-the-top stuff.
Yeah, and how much of this was like more of an action undertaking? Because it looks like it's a lot of crazy run around and stunts, and you've done action, and this is like an in-between.
Yeah.
How many of the stunts are you?
Well, it is a lot of stunts, and I do love... That's part of the reason I got into this business, was because I want to do action stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like... Your little kid who wants to be in Westerns, or you want to do like jump off a building. I do what they let me do, what the bonding company or the insurance company lets me do. I'm not trying to be Tom Cruise, but I do love doing the stunts.
You're not going to take a motorbike off a...
No.
Become a pilot.
That's become kind of his thing in a lot of ways.
It is.
And I don't know how the hell he gets insured for that.
That's a great question.
Seriously, because that, you know, he gets
It's not
hurt.
Like he does it one time. He does it multiple times.
He's,
multiple
he's demanding that.
Yeah. And I'm guessing he does have a stunt guy that does... He probably does... I don't know. I don't want to get into what he doesn't do, but... You know, he gets hurt, the show's over. So they got to make sure that he stays absolutely healthy. So I'm guessing it looks much more dangerous than it actually is.
Now, did J-Lo have a say on if you get the role?
I think so. I think she did. It was important. again, like I said before, it was important that that we had this connection.
Yeah.
And it was really easy to connect with her. She's a sweetheart. I don't know if you ever met her. She's,
no.
She's really
almost, dope. We almost met her, and then the lights went out at MSG.
Oh, really?
We went to her concert 2019.
Yeah.
And she was playing at the Garden. We had the whole setup. Mm. We were going to go backstage. Like, we were so excited. Floor seats, the whole thing. And she got into about three songs, and there was a blackout in Manhattan. Mm.
Across the entire city.
And all of the Garden lost power.
Really?
And the
so the show,
like,
they didn't do the
no,
show?
No, the
show
was like, done. The emergency lights went on. They had to evacuate everybody. It was kind of, it was
all
wild.
All the street lights here weren't working.
Yeah. Wow. It kind of was a little freaky. Yeah. Like, you don't want to walk out on the streets of New York and, like, there's not a single light. Like, that's kind of...
Are you guys going to the Taylor Swift concert? Are you Swifties?
She's
Josh,
trying to
another
go.
Sensitive subject.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, tickets are hard to get for these things.
My wife found tickets. We tried to... I tried to do pull strings.
How did she find them?
They were like, no. We're at the same agency. I couldn't even get any.
Nothing. Oh, I'm screwed.
She is, like, all about her fans and all about, like, making sure it's fair. So my wife literally sat on the computer for, like, 9 hours.
Yeah.
Waiting, and it would go down and come up and go down and come up, and suddenly three tickets came up right on the front, right in the front of the stage.
Yeah, so you're going.
I don't think so. I think she's gonna take
I was gonna say, because people will find you.
I would go
try and steal your tickets.
I like Taylor. I like her music, but I don't think I'm invited.
Yeah, are you still honeymoon phase? You know, you're just recently married.
Yes.
How's that? How's that been?
It's been good. I mean, we're you know, she and I get along great. We're very much alike.
Well,
it's
I feel like you don't meet a lot of people
from North Dakota.
From North Dakota, yeah. I'm guessing who like we're also spending time in LA.
Yeah, exactly. There's first of all, there's not that many people from North Dakota.
Yeah,
and to meet somebody like her in LA was kind of perfect because her family also has a cabin about less than an hour from my place, so she gets lake life. You know, that's not for everybody, and she loves it. And she's an amazing girl. Family, all about family.
Yeah,
which I love.
That's great. Sounds lovely.
And go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say your son is 9.
9 years old.
How
third grader?
It's such a funny age. How many movies of his has he seen? Of yours, has he seen?
He doesn't really care, to be honest. He doesn't. I mean,
he doesn't think you're cool.
He thinks it's cool that I do movies, and he loves watching movies, and he's even taken his little drama class at school. I'm not going to push him to it by any means, believe me.
Yeah.
No. He can do it
he can
be
a dentist.
Wants to when he's older.
Yeah.
But I think when he's younger, he used to be like, this is my dad. He's in Transformers.
Yeah, that's,
like, I mean, that's pretty cool as a young kid.
You can't introduce me like that. But, you know, when I try to show him a movie, he's like, you'll watch like 3 minutes of it and want to watch something else.
Mm-hmm.
Not impressed.
Even Transformers? Yeah. That's got to be the one.
Yeah, I think he never really got into it, though. No.
That's funny.
You've been working for a long time, like we mentioned. Is there an aspect of Hollywood that you maybe don't love, or do you feed into it? Like, I feel like some people try to separate themselves. Some people are all in on it because there's always different, you know, theories, conspiracies, everything when it comes to just working actors for a long time in Hollywood.
Yes, there are things that I don't like about the business. Mm-hmm. And for me, what I do love about the business is that I love the process of making stuff. I'm truly not in it because of the fame.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically kind of what I was asking.
I think if you get into it to be famous, your career is going to be short-lived because you got to really, really work. It's a lot of work. It's a lot more work than people think because it's the hours spent away from home, and the just a day is 15, 16 hours sometimes, and you get back up and do it again the next day. So it's a process but I love that part of it. I really do. I love the idea of, like, in Shotgun Wedding, for example, we had such a blast making, you know, taking these scenes that were crazy on the page and trying to figure out how to make it real yet still maintain that sort of heightened physical comedy type stuff that this movie needed. And so that to me is fun. Like, how do we make this work? And there's a scene in the movie where I first realized this place is being taken over, and I go back, and we had just gotten in a fight, so I go back and break back into the hotel room and be like, this place just got overtaken by a bunch of fucking pirates. We need to get out of here. She's like, what? What are you talking about? And then we go outside, see them come back in. We're like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And then we had to figure out how to like make this scene with this hair, this net and this hairspray and all this crazy stuff not come off super corny, but make it fun and heightened and sort of real, but also a little bit broad in a way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Still keep like the slapstick
and just have fun with like the creative process of things and being more involved.
And that to me is where I really, really have fun. And I found directing a couple of years ago. I've always wanted to do it. And that to me is even more about what I love about this business is all the aspects of it from the inception of the idea all the way through the marketing of the movie. You know, it's like you have this idea, you write the script, you find the money, you get somebody to back it, you cast it, you find the right crew, you shoot it, you have art departments and all these different departments that have to be working as a unit. It's like a small company you have to put together to make this one idea, this one vision sort of come to life. And then the editing process I loved. And all this stuff made me, I think, a better actor in some ways, because I now understood how the sausage was made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know how it's all made. I know what the editor's looking for. I know what the director's now looking for. And that to me is why I love this business and why I think I've stayed in the game is you have to bust your ass.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Instead of just getting a script, reading it, showing up. It's like you're fully
right
in the process.
Yeah.
When did you guys film this movie? Shotgun Wedding was 2021 or earlier than that?
2021, I believe. Yeah.
And where were you guys shot in?
It's about a year and a half ago.
Where?
It was 2 years.
Yeah.
Where we shot in the Dominican Republic.
Okay, that's you're right. That's what I thought. And how? I mean, were you guys just off any off days? And what do you do on off days when you're on a beautiful island?
I mean, and there's another example of what I love about this. You get to go see places that you would never otherwise see, and not only see them but see all of it.
Yeah.
So we're on the Dominican, and if you're normally going to go to the Dominican, you're going to go to Punta Cana, you're going to go to the north or south part of it, and so, you know, they have these scout teams who go and find the most beautiful places. Then you go, like, shoot there and stay there and live there for a certain amount of time. There's so much culture. There's so much. And I like to go into the villages and hang out and see, like, how the locals live, too.
Yeah.
And so it was an amazing. That one is in my top three experiences in this business.
Oh, really?
Safe Haven, this, and then the movie, the first Buddy Games, I would say are my top three experiences. They're not always that fun.
We had a list of movies we were going to ask you to rank.
Okay.
you just kind of pushed us into that.
As far as fun?
As far as maybe favorites or what maybe now when you look back, which ones?
Well, I think my
favorites.
Well, we have four rom-coms that you did.
Okay.
Yes. We're going to ask you to put them in order.
We're keeping them in rom-com category since we are now coming out with new rom-com.
Okay.
So you have Win a Date with Ted Hamilton, When in Rome, Life as We Know It, and New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Noah is a big fan of New Year's Eve.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite. I would say, like, just I love those ensemble casts, you know?
Yeah.
Like Valentine's Day, yeah, New Year's
Gary
Eve.
Gary Marshall.
Shows. Yeah.
He directed those. What a sweetheart of a guy he was. I would actually rank that one fourth out of those four.
That's fair.
I think part of it was I was going through a rough time in my life, and I think that I remember I was really sick too.
Mm-hmm.
I had the worst cold, like the worst hacking. They would never let me on set now. It was way worse than COVID.
Yeah.
And poor Sarah Jessica Parker had to kiss me. I'm like, I'm sorry. She's like, whatever. So I had to kiss her with this, like,
yeah.
Like, I don't even know what the hell off. It was. Mm-hmm. It was like whooping.
Yeah. Whooping off. It was awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would say that would be four. Although I do get that they're fun, all those different stories sort of coming together. And then I would go with When in Rome is my third. I liked the movie. I thought it was fun. I loved the cast. But I don't think it was as good as Win a Date. Robert Luketic did an amazing job on that. And it was just such a sweet, innocent movie. And it was also my very first movie.
Okay.
So I was really...
That's a special one.
Very green. I watch it now. I'm like... And then the first one I think would be
Life as We Know It. Yeah. So Life as We Know It, Win a Date.
Yeah. I just think The Life as You Know It.
It's such a cute, there's a cute, very cute story.
Directed by Greg Berlanti. And it was not just a comedy. Like, When in Rome, I think, was a straight comedy.
Yeah.
Whereas Life as We Know It had some real sort of drama and, you know, based on this tragedy that happens at the opening of the movie.
Life as We Know It can definitely, like, can definitely make you cry. When in
Rome.
Definitely.
Not as much.
But I do love When in Rome, too. But definitely, I loved Life as We Know It. Tad Hamilton has a special place in my heart, too.
Does it
really
tell me
does.
Why that is?
I don't know.
Is it the innocence of the movie?
I think it is. And I think it's like, I love a best friend to Moore story.
Right.
And I think, like, it's funny because when you watch it as you get older, you have such a different perspective. Like, when I first watched it, it was like, oh my God, how could you not pick Tad Hamilton? Like, like, what is happening? And then as I got older, I was like, this is such a sweet story. Yeah. And I love Topher Grace.
We talked about that one with Topher Grace.
Yeah, we did.
And he was just like, why that movie? He's had the same reaction. He was like, why that movie?
Yeah, I know. I brought that movie up to him and he was like, of all the movies,
yeah, he's
that's,
like, that's the one. Yeah. That's the one that rings the bell.
I was
for
like,
you.
Yeah.
It's now, so funny. It didn't do anything in the theaters. And then it's just had this life afterwards.
Yeah. This may be inappropriate, but I saw an interviewer ask Margot Robbie this recently, talking about like the best like on-screen kiss that she's had. She's all these like,
Brad Pitt.
Know.
Didn't she just kiss Brad
Pitt?
She,
like, yeah, she like just wanted to kiss him? Brad Pitt, and they asked
I mean,
her like,
we all, though.
Yeah, she actually said, right,
he's looking. I keep saying he is just aging beautifully. Yeah. He really is.
But she said something Irons.
Yeah, she said
Jeremy Irons?
I don't know if it was.
No.
I don't think it was Jeremy Irons. I think it was somebody else.
It was somebody else. But
that was the best on-screen kiss?
Yeah, like on-screen kiss.
So I'm wondering for you, is there somebody who's played opposite of you that maybe not best on-screen kiss, but you think you had the best chemistry with?
Without throwing anybody else, because I've had a lot of great I love all the girls I've worked with. I've never had an issue with except for one, and I won't mention. But everybody else I've loved. But there's something about Alicia Cuthbert. And I don't know if you've seen Bandit yet, but that's probably my favorite movie I've ever done. Just came out this last year. She's just so dope. She's super cool. She's super chill, funny, down for whatever.
Is she a Girl Next Door?
Yes.
Love that movie.
And she's a really good actress. But again, they're all.
Yeah.
I mean, I just saw Kate Bosworth the other day. I did Justin Long's podcast.
We love Justin.
Justin Long.
She popped in there. I was like, Kate, what the hell? And then I realized they were dating.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing in Justin's house?
Justin's been on a couple times. He's so much fun.
He's so fun. We've had him in here a few times.
He's so good. Katie Heigl gets a bad rap, but she's awesome.
I was going to ask you about that, but I didn't want to bring it up just in case.
She's
great. I was wondering that because I feel like people always say that she gets a bad rap, but then when you hear the people who actually have worked with her like on screen, they're like, this is just coming from... just, I guess, one bad experience.
Yeah, you know, it's...
Or Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, it can... She probably said some things that she wishes she could have taken back, but my experience and my, you know, on and off screen with her was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a time where you maybe acted out and you think, oh man, I wish I didn't act that way?
Oh, like every
day.
Who
doesn't? Yeah.
No, just like on set of a movie and like...
You know, when I was younger, I think I was so insecure and wanted so badly to be good and felt like I was just like fooling everybody and like I didn't belong here. I think that there was an insecurity that came with that.
Like imposter syndrome.
Yeah, I really felt like that. It wasn't until the last few years that I felt like I belong here now.
Yeah.
I always felt like I was telling my in-laws the other day about my first experience on All My Children back in the day, and I walked on set and all I could think about was, oh my God, I'm on TV and everybody back home is watching this right now. Everybody knows that I'm not an actor. What the fuck am I doing? And I just felt like I was faking it for so long. And I think because of that, I had some moments that I got upset, mostly at myself, but you know, behavior that I wish I hadn't, you know, I wish I was more together, but I was young.
I mean, I feel like everybody has
that
moment, and everyone talks about, you know, you could be so amazing to so many people, and the one time you have a bad day, that's the story that gets
that's
retold.
That's what labels you, you know? I think that's probably what happened to Katie
is
that, you know, she had a couple bad moments, and that's what everybody wants to just, that's her label now, and it's
right,
not
right.
really fair, I don't
right.
think.
You know who's having a massive moment right now is Jennifer Coolidge. Yes. Everybody loves her. She plays your mom. Yes. In this movie, which is incredible.
Wait, do you remember when I had that moment where I was like, I saw that she was playing your mom in this movie. This was a couple months
ago.
And I was like, wait a second. You were like, Jennifer Coolidge is Josh Duhamel's mom?
Yeah.
Like, in real life, I was
she's
like,
not that
what?
Old. He's pretty old.
I was like, how does that make any
well,
sense?
Well, she had me when she was nine.
Yeah.
She had me when she was nine. Very promiscuous as a young woman, apparently.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, how she had to have been a riot.
Amazing. I love her. I love this cast. I love Cheech.
Lenny
I love
Kravitz.
Desmond. I love Kelly Hernandez. Mm-hmm. I love Darcy.
When I saw Lenny
J-Lo.
Kravitz, I was like,
Kravitz is the nicest dude.
Kravitz might be the biggest person that I would think I would actually be so starstruck to see in real
me
life.
Too. That's what I knew Jen before, so it wasn't as big of a deal to me. But even though she's a huge mega superstar.
Yes.
Lenny is a rock star.
Yeah, exactly.
And I thought, oh God, this guy's gonna be tough. He's not gonna want to talk to me right away, right off the bat. Hey, man. Hey, he'd come up to you, want to talk. How you doing? An amazing dude.
Is he one of the coolest
really,
guys
really sweet.
That you've ever met?
I mean, just Lenny himself is one of the coolest cats there is, I think.
Yeah, that's incredible. Like you said, it's an amazing cast. And we're excited for everyone to see it January 27th, which is basically, I believe, when this airs. It'll be out on Amazon so everybody can watch, enjoy, talk about it, go watch it with some friends.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies I feel like a good like girls' night at your friend's apartment.
We're always looking for some good rom-coms.
Always. I'm always looking for something good. Sometimes you need the staples. Like to see J-Lo doing a rom-com, you're like, yes, I want that in my life.
Because there's been a lot of misses lately.
Ashton Kutcher and Reese Witherspoon have one coming out in like a couple, I think next month too. And people are like, yes, let's get the players. That's what Josh Duhamel, let's get J-Lo.
Which now that you just said Ashton Kutcher, we have to bring it up.
Oh God.
Well,
I know where this is going.
International modeling competition.
Yeah.
So Ashton Kutcher is coming on this show soon. You have a message for him after beating him in that competition?
I can't say
you
it.
You could say whatever you want.
No, I've seen him several times. We have so much fun because we were just so, I mean, listen, that was, I don't know if you've ever seen any video or photos from that.
No, but I'm interested.
It is embarrassing. Some of the shit that I wore. And he was cool. He was way more cool than I was. I was like this kid fresh out of North Dakota.
But you won.
I won.
You beat him.
I beat Ashton. But the crazy thing is that Ashton went on like immediately after that. And like I like to say that I kicked your ass in that. But he really kicked my ass because right after that, he got the Calvin Klein campaign. And he got that 70s show and whatever else. He was just like, pfft. And I for 4 years didn't do anything. I was like, but I won. But I won the pageant.
They felt bad for him. They were like, runner up. We got to throw him a bone.
Yeah, I wish I could talk some shit, but it's all about performance, and he kicked my ass.
That's funny.
Well, you guys have both done incredibly well and some great.
What an honor, you guys both chicks in the office.
Exactly. Some great movies back, and you get to sit in our little studio with us, and we're super grateful for you to come in here and talk to us. So thank you so much.
Happy
and like
to be
I
here,
said,
girls.
Everybody,
thank you so much.
Check out Shotgun Wedding. It's great. You're going to love it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye, chicks in the office.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed our interview with Joshy. That was a lot of fun. We love you guys. We'll talk to you on Monday. No.
golden.